This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, an amazing Thursday, we have a couple great guests for you on this Thursday. We're going to discuss, someone wants to know, hey, why do you care about Democrats? Why do you care about saving Democrats? In fact, we'll probably talk about that a bit in the opening. I am hearing great things out of the Trump transition team from people, good things. I will tell you about those. Give you a little update on that Senate leadership race we've been talking about. We'll talk more about the bloodbath that Tuesday was for Democrats, voicemails, emails, all that. So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And before I forget, remember, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, so get all your questions, ask me anything, get them emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, let's actually begin with a little bit of a different place here. Let's begin with a voicemail.
Jesse Kelly, I'm just listening to you, and you were talking about, you seemed concerned that the DNC wasn't going to be able to change course. Who the hell cares? Let them die. Why would you be counseling or even spending any of your precious time counseling them and being concerned that they're not going to be able to pivot and change and get the hell out of the ditch?
It's a very fair question. Very fair. Why have I been talking about that? And I'll bring it up again tonight. In fact, we're going to get into it here in a moment. But why? Why am I talking about Democrats improving, Democrats waking up, Democrats changing? Well, let me just lay it out for you here. I am pro-America. I know that sounds a little cliche. Stay with me. But I am not involved in politics on the right wing because my dad was a Republican, although my dad was a Republican. That's not why I'm here. I didn't vote for straight ticket Republican on Tuesday because I just love the Republican Party. I voted straight ticket Republican on Tuesday because I love my country. My country is what I care about the most. I care about when it comes to politics and power, I care about my country more than I care about this candidate or this party or that candidate or that party. I care about my country not just because of the life and the opportunities it has given me and my family and my friends. And I care about it because I have sons and you have sons and daughters. And long after I'm dead and gone, there will be Kellys in the United States of America. And I don't want them to live in some sort of a communist hellscape. And so I feel a duty, an obligation to my country. I've been this way for the longest time. I'm assuming God gave it to me when I was a young man. It's part of the reason I joined the Marines. I feel an obligation to my country. When I ran for Congress, I felt an obligation to my country. I care about the country. Now, why have I been kind of lamenting, I guess, the state of the Democrat Party, telling them they should improve? Well, remember that dumb analogy we gave? I think it was actually on Election Day when I did this. I think it was on Tuesday, but the analogy of how we're on a boat. There's only two of us. You know, we're on the boat, and we're sharing the boat with the dirty commie, and there's a storm coming, and we know we have to get back to shore quickly, not just because of the storm, but because the commie thinks the greatest good is sawing a hole in the bottom of the boat to send us both to the bottom of the lake. The communist is going to destroy us both if we don't both stop them and get to the shore. And so what did I say on Tuesday? The idea is, let's get to the shore before the dirty commie can sink us. That's the idea. But isn't a better thing, isn't a better world changing the mind and heart of the communists so they don't want to saw a hole in our boat? Isn't that better? You ask why I'm lamenting the state of the Democrat Party. Don't get me wrong, I'm thrilled they got wiped out. They deserve it completely. They've turned into a far-left communist party that hates this country, and I'll dig into that in a moment. They deserve to be wiped out. They deserve to be wiped out in every single election. They lost the DA's race in Los Angeles. Gascon is gone. They are getting crushed everywhere, and they deserve it, and I'm thrilled about it. I'm dancing on their political graves the same way you are. However, long term, more than just now. You know, we have to think about more than just now. I think about the country that's going to be here when I'm dead and gone. More than just now. We cannot share and save a country with people who hate it and want to burn it down. Yes, we had a great election win. Yeah, well, all that stuff is true, but still, millions and millions and millions of our fellow citizens hate this place. They have been taught through years of indoctrination in schools, in media, in Hollywood, Democrat politicians. They have been taught for years and years and years that America's awful, it's evil, it's racist, it's the, and I know you're rolling your eyes, I get that, I'm rolling my eyes too, but they believe it to the core, and they believe burning this place down is the greatest good. We have to change that. I know we're all feeling good, and I'm feeling so good, and I'm feeling so hopeful about what's to come because I'm hearing great things out of the team, out of Team Trump, because I'm hearing great things. I'm hopeful about what's to come. I am. However, the administration that's leaving, I know I bring it up a lot, but I just want you to digest. They got into power and they sued. They spent your money to stop a border wall that was already being built. They opened up the border on purpose. I don't say that for talk radio. If you dig into it at all, every single document, every single Freedom of Information Act request, everything that comes out of the House Judiciary Committee right now proves beyond a shadow of a doubt Democrats took over the White House and made it their mission to fill up this country with rapists and murderers and drug dealers. They emptied out prisons in Venezuela, and Democrats brought those prisoners into your country on purpose. I know we had a great win on Tuesday. I'm celebrating still. You're celebrating still. But long term, that won't work. Even if we manage to get the boat into shore now, it doesn't work long term to share a boat with someone trying to sink it. That must change. It must. And I'll tell you something else. You probably get mad at me. You probably turn the radio off. That's fine. You know what I want? Never had it once in my life. You know what I want? I want to be able to vote Democrat. I get mad enough at Republicans. I would love the option to vote for a Democrat. It's not that I want Democrats to win, but I would love to have a sane, America-loving Democrat in there. Maybe he disagrees. Maybe he disagrees with me on taxes or spending or some foreign policy things or whatnot. But in his heart, wants what's best for the country, loves the country. That's where his mind is. Maybe the Republican running opposite him. Maybe he's done some dirty things I don't like. Maybe he disappointed me. I would love, because I am pro-America first, I would love one time in my life, I've been alive for 43 years, I would love one time in my life to be able to walk in the voting booth and say, you know what, I'm voting Democrat this time. One time, I would love that to be an option. But I can't. As of right now, I can't. You can't vote for these people. This is the governor of Massachusetts. The resistance to mass deportation has already begun.
If the Trump administration requests it, would the Massachusetts State Police assist in mass deportations?
No, absolutely not. But
one time I would like to be able to vote for a Democrat. I've never been able to in my life. And I, as of right now, I don't think I ever will. I will not vote for America hatred. I will not vote for gangs brutalizing Americans. Young women being raped and murdered across the country by the newest scumbag Democrats brought into this place. I can't vote for it. And that saddens me. I know. Chris says we're going to get hate mail. Wait, why do you think we're going to get hate mail, Chris? Why? I don't understand. Oh, no. Chris, people will understand. Chris thinks we're going to get hate mail because I said I want to be able to vote Democrat. Chris, our people get it. And the morons who don't only make the show better. So that'll be fine. It'll be fine. Anyway, go support the IFCJ. We'll come back. We'll talk about this some more because actually Rachel Maddow said something. It goes along what we've been talking about. But before we get to Rachel Maddow and the insanity of these people, I want to get to this. IFCJ's over there protecting the people of Israel. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And they're not doing it from afar. I need to stress that. They're on the ground. As the rockets are raining down, they're there. On October 7th, that horrible day, a lot of Israelis are still alive because they were in armored ambulances provided by the IFCJ. Firefighting equipment, flak jackets, you name it. Go to supportifcj.org to learn more. Or call them, 888-488-IFCJ. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. An amazing Thursday. Let's get back to what we were talking about how we need Democrats to wake up. And they're being destroyed. They've destroyed themselves. I'm looking at the numbers here of the Trump margins in 2020 versus 2024. I'll just go through a couple states just to let you know it's really, really bad. California, 12% shift towards us. New York, 11. New Jersey, 10. Maryland, 10. Florida, 9. Massachusetts, 8. Illinois, 8. Mississippi, 8. Texas, 8. Look, I could go down the list. You should understand all 50 states. 50. All 50 states got redder. All 50 of them. The Democrat Party, it didn't lose. It got completely and utterly annihilated. And maybe you're sitting there right now saying, well, we're not even going to have that big of a majority in the House. No, 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 no. Understand, every one of those races tells its own tale. There's been a lot of Democrat gerrymandering in places like New York. Well, both parties gerrymander when they can, but the far, far, far left ones, they gerrymander hardcore. But, and I'm not here to tell you New York's about to go blue or California's about, or New York's about to go red or California's about to go red. I'm not saying that at all, but they are trending right hard. Why? Why am I looking at headlines like this? Trump make gains among black voters in battleground states. Why am I looking at headlines like this? Well, I want you to listen. We touched on this some last night. I want you to listen. This is Rachel Maddow. Listen to her talk.
Not to be boring here for a second, but just getting very real. We now are just another one in the list of countries that has decided to, you know, hey, what the heck? Let's try the strongman thing. Let's let democracy go. Let's put in an all-powerful guy instead, see how it goes. There are many more countries in the world governed by that kind of a system than there are governed by ours. We are the only 248-year-old multiracial, pluralistic democracy in the world. And
we've got a strong man here. We are a multiracial, pluralistic democracy. Okay, setting aside the idiotic meaning behind those words, let me ask you something. Do you know, genuinely, do you know a single person in your life who speaks like that? Anybody? Chris, Corey, do you know a single person in your life who speaks like this? I'll play it again. Think about this. Maybe it is, maybe you have an Aunt Peggy. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe you have a crazy sister. Maybe, I don't know. How many people do you know No, I'm not talking about political people. Remember, set aside you and all your Trump friends, right? I'm talking about non-political people. Do you know anyone in your life who talks like this?
Not to be boring here for a second, but just getting very real, we now are just another one in the list of countries that has decided to, you know, hey, what the heck? Let's try the strongman thing. Let's let democracy go. Let's put in an all-powerful guy instead, see how it goes. There are many more countries in the world governed by that kind of a system than there are governed by ours. We are the only 248-year-old multiracial, pluralistic democracy in
the world. The only people who talk like that are insane liberals, almost always with lofty college degrees, PhDs. The only time in my life I've ever encountered a single person who speaks like that is in New York City or Southern California. That's the only time in my life I've ever heard language. Oh, I take that back, and D.C. I lived in D.C. for a while. The only place. Married couples don't talk like that. Married men don't talk like that. Married women don't talk like that. Blue-collar people. How'd we lose Latino men by 10 points? Go play that. Go play that for Latino men. Go walk a Latino neighborhood. You ever worked with them? You know any? Go use language like that around them. See if they even understand what you're saying. How'd we lose black men? We're losing black men. What do you think? They don't speak like this. Listen to this, and this is where it gets a little disheartening. If you're like me and you know Democrats must reform to save America, listen to this exchange between Alyssa Farah and Sonny Hostin on The View. Listen to Sonny Hostin when she interrupts her.
And finally, we talk a lot about these different demographics and these assumptions of where they're going to go. Latinos in Texas, a district that's 97% Latino, went 75 percentage points for Donald Trump. Why?
Misogyny.
On the border.
It's
the border
misogyny.
Crisis is on their doorstep.
So misogyny, definitely misogyny. Who talks like that? Who thinks like that? The modern American communist, the modern American Democrat, they're the only ones on the planet who think like this. And I'm about to give you something disheartening. Well, it's heartening for, look, it's good for us because we're going to keep winning elections as long as these people are nuts like this. But I'm about to give you something disheartening. I don't know how they change. I don't know what can prompt a change. And you know what? I'll explain why in just a moment, why they can't change. And we'll get to some voicemails, emails, and other great things. You know what? I'm going to get to a great thing I'm going to hear about. I've been hearing about Trump and transition and stuff like that after I get to that. Before I do that, let me get to making preparations. We all need them. Everybody needs. How are you going to get clean water? Do you have a plan for that? You got ammo, batteries, and food. It's easy as a dude to talk yourself into buying ammo. You know, every family knows they need clean water. No one thinks about the food. My Patriot Supply, they sell emergency food kits. They have 4-week emergency food kits, $50 off right now. We're talking food that lasts up to 25 years. Jesse, I don't need that now. You sure you're not going to need it next year? 5 years from now? We're talking a purchase that might save your life. 4-week emergency food kits, $50 off, but you have to go to preparewithjesse.com. Preparewithjesse.com. Go get your food kit. One more word on this. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours for all you new listeners. All 3 hours on Friday belong to you. And whatever questions you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, to finish up this point, because I want to move on and talk about some good stuff. I'm hearing some emails and other things. I don't understand how Democrats are going to be able to change, because there are problems that are easily fixable, and then there are problems that are foundational issues. What's a good example? You know what? I'll make this about me really quickly here. I am a bad eater. I know you know this. This, anyone who listens to the show knows I am white trash. Can't help it. I like Velveeta. I eat pizza, cheeseburgers. The other day, now in my defense, I've cut way back on this. The other day, I had the most buttery batch of Kraft mac and cheese you've ever seen in your entire life, and it was glorious. Okay, so I'm a bad eater. I'm not bragging about this. You don't want to be like this. I wish I was a better eater. And yes, I've made improvements as I've gotten older, but I'm a bad eater. It's my nature. If I walked into the doctor's office tomorrow and he told me, Jesse, you can't eat cheese anymore, or you're going to be dead in a year. I'm not totally sure I could do it. I'd like to think I would find a way for my wife and my kids, but why? For 43 years, I have loved cheese. I live for cheese, melty, gooey, delicious cheese, whether it's a grilled cheese sandwich or mac and cheese or on a pizza or on a burger or a meatball sub. I love cheese. I love cheese. It is a foundational part of my diet. If you tried to take it away, I don't even know where I would go, what I would do. Now, if you told me, hey, Jesse, you can't have steak or you die in a year. Well, look, hey, I love steak. I love steak. And it would hurt me to not be able to eat steak, but I could probably do it. Steak's expensive. I go 2-3 weeks at least. It's been probably, 2 or 3 weeks since I had a steak. And even then, someone else was buying. How about that, Chris? Anyway, I could do it, right? So it's not foundational to me. To Democrats needing to change, needing to turn off the insanity. I'll play it for you one more time. Listen to Sonny Hostin. This worldview of I am oppressed, the communist worldview, because that's exactly what it is. It's a Marxist worldview. There are oppressed and there are oppressors. That's how the Marxist views everything. You are in one of two categories. And the American Democrat now subscribes entirely to this worldview. Why did I lose? Why did this happen? You're racist. You're sexist. What's that, Chris? You're racist. You're sexist. The entire worldview of the modern American communist is exactly what you hear.
And finally, we talk a lot about these different demographics and these assumptions of where they're going to go. Latinos in Texas, a district that's 97% Latino, went 75 percentage points for Donald Trump. Why?
Misogyny.
On the border. It's the misogyny. Border crisis is on their doorstep.
So,
and they were begging people to care about it for years. We need to take
sexism.
Some lessons.
That's what that was.
The lessons are not
knock, knock. Who's there?
Misogyny, but... And everyone knows, even the crazy Alyssa Farah chick, you can hear the frustration in her voice. She's pointing out basic facts. They're on the border. It's very clearly has nothing to do with, but you can't get through to somebody when it is their foundation. The foundation of the modern American Democrat is I'm oppressed. I'm oppressed. The country's evil. The country's sexist. The country's racist. That is the foundation. And because that's their foundation, the whole point of their party is fighting back against that oppression. And so that's why you see so many of these Democrats, they don't understand what to do with themselves right now, because their entire foundation, their worldview is cheese. You can't take the cheese from them. Or you really take apart every part of who they are. If you were to actually get into Sonny Huston's brain, if there was a way to do this and take that worldview out of her mind, that oppressed worldview, if you were to take that communist worldview out of her mind, you would be left with just a shell of a human being, because it's foundational to who she is. I don't know how they change. And I guess about that, we can feel pretty good. Joe Biden got up, gave a speech today. He feels pretty good because those laws he passed, hey, they're about to kick in and start working.
Much of the work we've done is already being felt by the American people, but the vast majority of it will not be felt. We felt over the next 10 years. We have legislation we passed that's just only now just really kicking in.
Just now. I mean, wait, maybe not quite yet. Probably about January or so. All those laws I passed, they're going to start kicking in about January, and you are going to start feeling it. So you're welcome, America. And I should note, we can't show it to you here because it's the radio. I don't remember the last time I saw Joe Biden looking so rested and jovial. He was all smiles up there today. It's almost as if Joe Biden was kind of happy about the election results. He sure did seem pretty light on his feet for a man who just watched his party be completely wiped out coast to coast. Gosh, the Bidens are living high on the hog. Dear dainty-handed Shaquille O'Neal conspirator, Buenas tardes. I'm so happy about the election. It feels like the weight of 10 boxes off my shoulders.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
However, I'm worried about the current administration, I think is what she means, ability to hamstring Trump's plans. Is there a way they can prevent him from ending the Ukraine gravy train? Also, if current senators join the cabinet, what happens to the seat? Could it affect the majority? I love you and the show. Prayers for your mom. Says I can say her name. Her name is Katie. Okay, so let's walk through this. As far as the Ukraine gravy train, well, the Biden administration just released billions more for Ukraine in anticipation of Trump adjusting how he's going to handle things there. And the Ukraine-Russia situation will be very interesting to see. I anticipate Trump wrapping that thing up. Is it going to happen in 24 hours like Trump said? Probably not. That's probably some bluster. But that thing is, it was always going to end one way, right? It was always going to end one way. Russia, the bigger, more powerful country, Russia, who's still being funded by European countries buying their gas, so Russia still has the gravy train pouring into it too. Russia was always going to get territory it didn't have before. Maybe that makes you uncomfortable. Maybe you don't care. It doesn't matter either way. That's the way the history of the world has gone. Russia wanted some parts of Ukraine. Are they going to get every part they wanted? Hopefully not. I don't know. But it was always going to end with a negotiated peace. Always and forever. It was always going to be a negotiated peace. So can they keep that gravy train going? No, not really. They can do a couple things like they're doing now, sending him as much money and stuff as they can before Trump gets in. But the gravy train, no. Now, as far as the senators joining the cabinet, well, let's talk about that. Because, in fact, I have some good news and maybe some not so good news, but some good news about the transition, the upcoming cabinet. We'll get to that and many other things still on the world famous Jesse Kelly show. First, let's get to your tea levels. We can't help falling testosterone. Not unless we do something about it, because it's in the water. Unless you're going to stop drinking water, which I wouldn't do. We have estrogen in our water. This goes to women's birth control. It's not getting filtered out in the treatment plants. You drink large quantities of estrogen. That's why T levels are dropping at the fastest rate in human history. Fellas, the reason you're down a lot is because your T levels are low. The reason you don't have any energy, it's not, well, because I'm 50, it's because your T levels are low. Get them back up naturally with a male vitality stack from Chalk. Ladies, you too. There's a female vitality stack. Are you tired of running out of gas at 3 in the afternoon? CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a huge discount on subscriptions. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Or you can call them. Either email them. Or call them. Don't email them. Call them or text them. 50-CHOQ-3000 is the number. We'll be back.
Listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, on Spotify, on iTunes. I can't wait to talk about the escaped monkeys and the good news out of the Trump team I'm hearing. But let me finish up this email real quick. We already talked about them hamstringing Trump's plans. But she said, also, if current senators join the cabinet, what happens to the seat? First, if a senator leaves, like let's say Mike Lee, if he happens to leave his seat, there will be a special election. So if you pick a senator, like if you're Donald Trump and you're tempted to pick a Republican senator, knowing you have a slim majority, you would only ever pick a Republican senator from a blood red state where you know you can replace him with somebody of the same mind. That's one. Two, I'm hearing really good things about Trump's transition team. Incredible things, actually. Do you know how often I've railed against Trump's disastrous personnel choices that really, really hamstrung his first 4 years? Trump is obviously well aware of that. And from my sources inside Team Trump, they are as professional and prepared as you can possibly imagine. We want this guy for this position. We're interviewing. Here's one for you. They're on the second and third round of interviews already for people he wants to stalk inside of the government. And for the most part, they're pretty sharp. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. There are many in there I'd prefer, and there are some in there I definitely don't. For instance, Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo is really lobbying hard for a major position in Trump's team. Mike Pompeo is as swamp rat as you can possibly swamp rat. You want to know why Donald Trump didn't release the JFK files his first time? Mike Pompeo is the one who talked him out of it. You want to know what Mike Pompeo did after they raided Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago? He went on Fox News and said, well, if he did it, it's really bad. He shouldn't have done it. Mike Pompeo is no friend. So obviously there's danger there. There are landmines there and everything's not going to be perfect. But the things I've heard so far, and I've been, look, you know, it's me. I don't care. I'm more than happy to blast away if I'm upset with Trump. More than happy to. I don't wave anybody's pom-poms. I am very impressed right now. I'm very impressed with the rhetoric. Did you hear this?
As part of my plan to secure the border on day one of my new term in office, I will sign an executive order making clear to federal agencies that under the correct interpretation of the law, going forward, the future children of illegal aliens will not receive automatic U.S. citizenship. It's things like this that bring millions of people to our country, and they enter our country illegally.
That's awesome. I haven't had a Republican president in my lifetime speak like that and try to do that. And that's the most common sense thing in the world. And he's putting out this stuff now. He's putting out this stuff now. Byron Donalds is very much a Trump surrogate. I like Byron Donalds, by the way, congressman from Florida. He wants to be governor of Florida, and he's going to want Trump's backing for that. You're going to watch when, because DeSantis is almost term limited out. Byron Donalds is going to run for governor. It's the worst kept secret in politics, and Trump's probably going to back him. But the point of that is Byron Donalds, when he goes on the news, he is speaking as a Trump surrogate. He wouldn't be doing anything, saying anything right now to hurt Donald Trump. So when he speaks, it's with Trump's approval. Listen to this.
What is your message to those people?
My message is clear. Right now, under the administration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, there's been about 500,000 people in our country let in who are convicted of crimes. 14,000 convicted of murder. Those people are going to go home immediately. After that, then you have about another 6 to 8, maybe 10 million, maybe more that have come in through these wide open asylum procedures under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They've overwhelmed our cities. Now, if you want to talk about the people who've been here much longer than that, then we're going to have to get to that one as well. But this is going to be a humane process, because what is inhumane is leaving our borders massively open.
Does that sound like they're backing off? Now, obviously, you know my thoughts on that. Well, let's start with the criminals. You know my thoughts on that. But he's a campaign surrogate, so he's not going to be able to speak in the frank way I'm going to be able to speak about that. But he moved right past the criminals, and he said, hey, we got another 10 million more. They're going too. They didn't win and start backing off. And from what I hear internally, they are dead set on following through with mass deportation. Now, back to what we discussed previously before the election even happened. Are you actually going to be able to get 10 million out? No, but it's not because they don't want to. It'll be because of this communist judge. It'll be because we're a sanctuary city where they'll start sheltering them. I mean, again, I'll play it for you again. This is the governor of Massachusetts.
If the Trump administration requests it, would the Massachusetts state police assist in mass deportations?
No, absolutely not. But
so there's going to be resistance. We know there's going to be resistance. AOC's out there already talking about resistance.
And we find ourselves, I believe, in a time where there are, let's say, peers in history of mass movements of people that mobilize to protect one another in times of fascism and authoritarianism. And this is the era that we are poised to enter.
Oh, there's going to be plenty of resistance. Riots in the streets, Democrat governors protecting them. Of course, there will be a bunch of roadblocks trying to get these people out. As we've discussed many times before, the global world order, this evil communist world order, is completely committed to replacing you, the patriotic citizen. They are. But the transition team stuff I'm hearing inspires me. And the mass deportation stuff inspires me. Now, I do need to touch on a point really quickly that I kind of glossed over. She asked about the Senate. What about the Senate? There is a senator up for a good position, and I think we probably need to cross our fingers. Hang on.